At the movies this week, we'll discover the life and loves of a classic comic. Thanks for joining me for another Real Discovery. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer from nightsandweekends.com. In more than 40 years on the air, Saturday Night Live has introduced a number of beloved comics and just as many memorable characters. And the documentary Love Gilda tells the story of the very first not ready for primetime player, Gilda Radner. Love Gilda follows the life and career of the beloved comedienne, as told in her own words and those of the people who knew her best, her friends, her family, and her fellow comics. Using audio recordings, interviews, excerpts from her diary, and plenty of archive footage of performances and even childhood adventures, the film follows Gilda from her youthful struggles with her weight to her discovery of comedy to stardom and eventual sickness. And as it does so, it shows a woman who wanted nothing more than to be loved and to make people laugh. Now, it's rare that a documentary can look back at a historical figure's life and tell the story almost entirely in the subject's own words. And that's just a part of the appeal of Love Gilda. It isn't just about how others saw her. It uses her recordings and poetry and diaries to explore what her life truly was like. Of course, a short documentary like this one can't cover every aspect of Radner's life, so it focuses on the lighter, more upbeat parts. While it hints at her struggles, heartbreaks, and sickness, it chooses not to explore them in the same depth. For the most part, it's a playful exploration of Radner's fun-loving spirit. It's full of joy and laughter and silliness, and the kind of people with whom you'd love to hang out. From the moments with those who worked with her, it's clear that she was loved and respected. From the moments with some of today's comics, it's clear how much she's revered. And that adds some weight to this good-natured doc. But is it worth spending time with Gilda and her friends? It is. If you're a fan of Roseanne, Rosanna Dana, or any of Radner's other memorable characters, you'll enjoy this up-close and personal look at her life and work. It isn't an all-encompassing biography, but it's a sweet and often funny tribute to a comic legend. It gets a B. And finally this week, our real quick discovery. Gilda Radner was apparently destined for stardom from birth. When she was born in 1946, her mother chose to name her after the title character in Rita Hayworth's latest film. Well, that's it for another Real Discovery. For more reviews and updates on the latest films, including some spooky stories with Eli Roth's The House with a Clock in Its Walls, visit realdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. Until next week, take some time to catch a movie or two. You never know what you might discover.